Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Katherine Durkin Robinson, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is Things I Wish I'd Known When My Kids Started College, like how their meal plans don't include $10 lattes. 3 years ago, when my kids started college, I could have used some guidance, decent advice, wisdom. I went on college tours asking, "What are your dorm's emergency exit plans?" I should have asked, "How many essential oil marketers within a 15-mile radius hold a communications degree from your university?" What did I know? I was worried, sad to be losing my babies, and wondering how in the name of God they'd survive without homemade smoothies. Would my "make good choices" texts be as effective without the appropriate facial expressions? I should have focused on the upside. Vodka bottles would soon return to the oven where they belong. I could keep my journal out in the open rather than hidden in the closet near the vibrators. Real changes happen for empty nesters and our kids during college years, not all of them bad. Here's what I wish I knew. It will take 1 year to go from crying when they leave to crying when they come home. 6 months if you enjoy the kind of privacy you haven't had since Clinton was in office. Prepare a speech for when they call to say, "We've been seeing each other exclusively for 8 weeks. Should I still use a condom?" That kid who is sad to leave home will soon be wondering why you do things like visit and stay overnight. Go ahead and share opinions about what they wear in Instagram pictures. I dare you. Are we supposed to quickly pivot from casting out trans fats and other sources of evil to serene acceptance that their diet now includes edibles? Yes. Yes, we are. So, steal an edible when you visit. You're paying for it. Your boys will bring home girls who start sentences with, "As a Capricorn," but stay supportive, or they'll blame you for the inevitable breakup. Relax with the anti-capitalist, "You don't need to be investment bankers" bullshit. You'll have to pay their rent when they eventually decide work is oppressive. It will take years before they stop asking questions about laundry and ironing. Beards are a thing for a while. Try not to wince when they lean in for a kiss. Just accept it. Poetry slams are a rite of passage these days, like how sun poisoning at Lollapalooza was for us. Don't worry about that RA. When your kid inevitably throws parties, he won't be smart enough to check the shower stall for empty bottles. You have a choice. Subscribe to the school's subreddit and spend $350 each month on therapy bills. Or don't. During quarterly, "Did you get an internship yet?" meetings, drink a shot every time they say, "I can't match your energy right now, Mom." You'll end the meetings in a much better mood. Even though they believe money corrupts everyone and everything, keep your Venmo account current. Their late-night Uber rides won't pay for themselves. After your kids come home for a visit, your car will smell like that for weeks. A social media class isn't a waste of money. They'll learn how to write winning bios on Tinder. Do a Google search with the school's name and "how to make a Fanta bong." Enjoy the nightmares. Say what you will about our kids' generation, they care about the environment, organic, recycled, non-GMO, vegan rolling papers have officially replaced the tampon wrappers we used. God bless them. Calling someone a legend or saying Finsta in the presence of our children is apparently unacceptable, yet they are allowed to quote Noam Chomsky with impunity. I don't approve, but I'm glad you told me. Learn it, know it, live it. When you visit them, yes, everything smells like weed. No, you're not imagining it. Yes, they smell it too. They're pretending they don't, so you'll let them watch Adult Swim in peace. Practice a neutral facial expression. It'll come in handy when they announce, "Great news! I want to go to graduate school!" When they first leave, you'll be excited to travel, eat out several nights a week, and have sex in every room. Enjoy! Within 2 months, you'll be excited to drink a glass of half-priced wine after a particularly upsetting Handmaid's Tale because that's about all you can afford, mumbling, "My energy is fine." "You're goddamn right it is, legend. Now go eat that fucking edible." Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at Chris K.K. Aria on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.